by switching to our position at 4th and Constitution Avenue and Bob Rayford.
It is very quiet here, Neil. A small crowd, really. Surprisingly small crowd compared to yesterday. We were right here all day yesterday, watching that procession of the coffin from the White House to the Capitol. I talked to many people. Most of them had not been here yesterday. Many of them had traveled from more distant points than yesterday, and possibly the fact that many Washingtonians and people from the nearby states who could drive in yesterday are at home today in mourning. But prior to the time the procession started, it was so very, very quiet. Even the wind is stilled, the flags flying at half-mast on the buildings. People are very quiet. As I can look into women's eyes, which are usually the first to cloud, I actually do not see a handkerchief being placed to a cheek yet. I watched and asked some people earlier this morning, too, what they thought their reaction would be. They said they had watched and heard so much the past 3 days, they don't know how they react to the passing.
Bob Rayford, can you identify the unit now passing in front of you?
Neil, that is the Coast Guard immediately in front of me. Following that, it seems to be representatives of all of the women's auxiliary services, the WAVES, WACS, the Air Force groups, and also the Marines, the four women auxiliary branches of the service.
Music should be from the U.S. Navy Band.
That's correct. The Navy Band, their muffled drums. The six snare drums, the two bass drums in the band. Immediately following the Navy Band, the Army. And coming behind them, the marching Marines. Where have the people come from who are lining this street, this Constitution Avenue, right near the Capitol? Five students from Duke University made the trip. People from Baltimore. One student who had hitchhiked from Vermont. A man and his family from Saginaw, Michigan. They came also to pay respects in the Capitol Rotunda. They had to wait 6 hours to do that. Following the marching Marines, the United States Navy.
The Those are, I believe, Bob, according to the schedule I have here, members of the various reserve groups.
Behind the Navy group, the Air Force. Other people commenting about this day. They think about it in a very personal way. Really as though it is a member of the family who will be passing by. They remember personal things. One man remembered the way Mr. Kennedy flipped his tie, the button on the two-button suit which he was making popular when he got out of a car on a plane, walking briskly, confident. Following the Air Force, the U.S. Coast Guard passes before us at 4th and Constitution. Other comments? He was real, genuine, a family man. One man said, you know, the personal thing I remember was his rocking chair. Another said, with his position, he didn't really have to be a public servant. Another family said, with the children by their side, we have children 6 and 3. We are his age. He understood our generation. Another lady commented, how could he carry on with his back trouble? I have back trouble too. I just don't see how he could carry on so vigorously. Another man said, I like the way he said the word vigor. Child of 6 said, he's nice. We went to the church and prayed for him when we heard he had been shot. Another man said, he was just a good Joe. The United States Air Force Band. Following the U.S. Air Force band, which you're hearing as it moves on down Pennsylvania Avenue, there are some automobiles from the U.S. Army carrying dignitaries. This entire procession moves down from Capitol Hill as it gets to the intersection here of 4th, Constitution, and Pennsylvania Avenue. It turns obliquely, as though going down Constitution Avenue, then turns likely again in the other direction as it reaches the middle of this intersection and proceeds directly down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Bob, those cars following the Air Force band contain representatives from the 32 national veterans organizations that are chartered by Congress.
Yes, Neil, I have no schedule of the order of the procession. Also, from our position on top of one of our mobile units, it is almost impossible to see down into the automobile and recognize any faces. Marching now are members of the 101st, I believe it is the 101st Airborne Division. Following them, representatives of the Marine Corps marching.
That is the special honor guard for the cortege itself.
I recognize some high-ranking members of the Air Force, the Army, and Navy. Now the... and other caisson is appearing at the intersection. Neil, we have been saying, I think, that it was drawn by 7 horses. Actually, it is drawn by 6 horses. They're dapple gray, white. One white one rides along beside. And then the riderless horse, with the boots reversed in the stirrups, walks behind. And he has been rather recalcitrant. Yesterday and today, he is still prancing about a bit. This caisson has been freshly painted. Even the hooves of the horses have been painted the dull black. Close enough, you could even smell the fresh coat of paint. But it is not a bright black, it is a somber black. The flag-draped coffin strapped on the caisson. It moves down, and as the caisson moves, the people who are here move with it. They walk reverently close behind. Then many run up side streets. They will soon... is beginning to become a sea of people on the sidewalks, moving more briskly now, but certainly moving ahead to get possibly a better view, or... indeed, they seem to be a part of this procession as they walk ahead. Others remain on the sidewalk.
And the funeral procession moves back down Pennsylvania Avenue. At the same pace, 100 steps a minute. Trip to the White House to take about 48 minutes, just as it did yesterday. Parts of the procession, the long, long procession, already passing our next point at the post office building between 11th and 12th, I believe.